The following podcast is sponsored by SuperheroStuff.com.
Welcome, everyone. This episode, a special episode of H2O, Jason Hunt here in studio with Timothy Harvey.
Hello.
And it is our Thanksgiving week episode. Hope everybody had a good holiday. We are recording this early in the week because we're getting ready to have festivities of our own with family and friends. But by the time you hear this, Thanksgiving will be past us and we will be on our way to Christmas.
There's a station here in town that is playing Christmas
already,
music.
Already. They start right after Halloween.
And that's just not right.
No, it's not.
And I have a dim view of most Christmas music. And this is because I worked for a movie theater when I was in college.
Oh, yeah.
And it was on the loop.
Oh.
And for the longest time, I would just get like, you know, intense agony if I heard White Christmas or anything by Elvis involving the holidays.
Yeah.
But I was almost cured of that. Almost cured of that. Driving home from Iowa, visiting my grandparents. And it was about 2 weeks before Christmas. Mm-hmm. And it was the only way I was going to get up to see him. I was not going to be able to go over the holiday because back in the retail days.
Right.
And I drove up there. And on my way back, I was stuck in that one of those spots in Iowa that happen a lot. Iowa, Kansas, Missouri. Where the only thing you can get is static or country music.
Oh,
or
yeah.
In this particular case, Christmas music, none of which appeals to me. But it was noise. It was background noise. I turned the radio down so you could barely hear it.
Mm-hmm.
And suddenly I hear something familiar. I'm like, wait a minute. Is that the song from The Grinch? How The Grinch Stole Christmas? And I turn it up and it's a cover.
You're a mean one?
Yeah. It's somebody covering the song. And I'm like, I'm not a big fan of covers either. I'm a music snob, I'm sorry. But it's really good cover. And when it gets to the bridge, the guitarist just goes nuts.
Yeah.
You could tell he's just grinning. You could feel his grin through the radio. And I was like, okay, this is all right. I'm okay now. I am
frequently compared to the Grinch around the holidays.
Well, actually, it's because you're green.
Well,
you've got that little fuzzy,
not from envy though.
That little fuzzy tuft of hair sticking up the top.
Yeah, you know, it's that condition. It's my stomach. You know. we're well on our way to another Christmas, but in the spirit of the Thanksgiving holiday, what I thought we're going to do an abbreviated episode this time around and just go over some of the things what we're thankful for. They did an episode of Sci-Fi for Chicks did a sort of kind of this kind of episode. They're talking about different women of genre they're thankful mm-hmm. for.
Yeah.
But I thought we'd make it a little bit more personal.
Yeah.
Of sorts.
Well, we talk about ourselves here. Often mockingly.
Yeah, probably too much.
But I think
get back to the topic.
That's right. We've been informed more than once that we digress a little too much. But this isn't so much a digression as just an acknowledgement of I think we're pretty lucky in many ways. I mean, are either of our lives perfect? No.
Speak for yourself.
Could we
man.
Use a lot more money?
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Rich Uncle Otto. Waiting for him.
But you know what? We get to show up here a couple times a week and talk about this stuff that we like.
I mean,
it's kind of a neat... That's a really neat thing to do.
Yeah. I think my gratefulness... I guess I guess goes all the way back to the beginning with the guys at Planet Comic Con.
Yeah.
Because at that point, it was just me, just started. The website was a week old, and Planet gave me press passes. So, yeah, sure, come on in, bring a camera, whatever, yeah, whatever. And Kevin Dillmore, who mm-hmm. writes Star Trek books and works for Hallmark, in their ornament, you know, does stuff for their, you know, their promotional
right.
stuff. He was willing to interview people for me. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I don't know how we connected. Now, I think about that. Really? I got to look into that. I'll have to ask him how we met, because I wasn't talking to him and Dayton Ward about a project until after that. But somehow we got connected, and he was willing to do the interviews, and he interviewed Sarah Douglas and right. Aaron Gray, mm-hmm. and we talked to Carrie Callan, who's a comic book artist, Dennis Kevin Mellon, Dennis Hopeless.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin Mellon now is a storyboard artist on Archer,
right?
But they're from here. Dennis Hopeless did a run on Iron Man, mm-hmm. I think, in the Marvel comics. And so, yeah, that was the beginning. And it took off from there. And everybody that's been willing to help over the years, all of the people that have contributed to the site, and all of the effort and the passion, from some people more than others, but still that level of interest of I'll do as much as I can when I can.
Right.
And some people have more time and more enthusiasm, and they really dig in there and get it done. None of this would be going on if it didn't have a good team of people around me.
True.
So, you know, I'm going to go out public for those of you who are listening, and I'm going to thank my team. To go over every single name would be, you know, the rest of the show, and I'd probably miss somebody, but everybody that's been a part of it, whether you're doing it now or have been part of it in the past, the efforts have not been in vain. We're not getting paid yet, but the efforts have not been in vain. We have accomplished so much mm-hmm. in the, where are we at, seven years now?
Seven, yeah.
Just about 7 years. We have accomplished a lot. I mean, we've done red carpet premieres in L.A. and New York. We've been to, you know, we've had people at San Diego Comic-Con. We've had people at Dragon Con, mm-hmm. New York Comic-Con. I mean, Louis and Andy got to talk to Batman.
Right.
You know, yeah. they talked to Kevin Conroy. It's like, that's it. You know, where do you go from there? Right. But yeah, I mean, there have been a ton of opportunities that we would not have gotten otherwise.
Yeah.
And it's just people willing to give us just that much time
mm-hmm.
to do this. I mean, we're just, you know, who are we? We're not Nerdist. We're not IO9. We're not on the East Coast. We're not on the West Coast. You know, we're smack dab in the middle of flyover country. And really, you know, as tiny as we were, have been, are, nobody has to give us the time of day at all.
And yet,
but they do.
Yeah, I was going to say, we've got a, I mean, obviously the most important people to thank, aside from the staff, are the folks who listen and read.
Yeah.
Everyone who clicks.
Absolutely.
Everyone who comments, everybody who has something to say about the thing that we said that they agree with or disagree with.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you terrible people, and you're wrong. Well, thankfully, those people are right in. They let us know. They make that comment that they argue with us, or they call us and leave us a message, or they email us and say,
"Yeah." And we would like to get more of that.
Oh, I mean, sure.
There are some. The Caniacs right now are the big group that's fueling a lot of our traffic, I mm-hmm. guess you could say, because of the librarians,
right?
And, you know, Christian Kane being on the cast there, he's got a big fan base. And the Grimsters,
mm-hmm.
you know, the folks following NBC's Grimm, they're a very enthusiastic, loyal fan base as well.
Mm-hmm.
And the discussions, Supernatural being another one, the discussions that are starting in the comment threads on those posts,
mm-hmm.
It's an encouraging sign. There's actually people that are now talking to each other. And, you know, we've got those comments and the dialogue and stuff.
And that's
what I want. I want more of a community of everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the choice of sci-fi for me as the name of the brand, as it were, was not an accident. You know, really the goal from the very beginning was to provide a place that's, you know, it's the stuff that you want.
Right.
You know, the stuff you want to read, the stuff you want to listen to, stuff you want to watch, whatever. And feedback is super critical to figuring out that part of it.
Oh, yeah.
And we do. We, you know, we say we read all of the stuff. We do. We read every comment. We read every email. We listen to every voicemail, everything. And... you know, respond as much as we can.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, if all you're doing is dropping F-bombs and being rude, that's something that probably we're going to ignore. But that doesn't happen very often. We get some really intelligent, well-reasoned, reasonable people that are commenting on our threads. And that's something that we'd like to encourage more.
Oh, sure. But I also think that we also have a very good reason to be thankful for the fact that the range and age.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I mean, we've got folks who are relatively young, you know, teenagers up to folks in their 50s, 60s.
Mm-hmm. On both sides of that, on the staff and in our audience.
Oh, yeah. I think that makes a difference for our readers and our listeners is that they're not getting just the standard 20-year-olds or whatever, or the standard 40-year-olds in our cases. We got a range of folks. But we've got a strong male audience. We've got a strong female audience.
Right.
We have folks who, because, you know, I think that you look at our demographics, and that's kind of the demographics of the fan base. And that's something, I mean, because we do this, you know, Jason and I look at these numbers. We look at other people's numbers, too. Other people's breakdowns, and it's like, ooh, okay, who's listening to that, or who's watching that, or who's reading that? Because you do. I mean, you have to, you know.
And we need to do more of that.
We do. And... you sit there and go, well, wait a second. We've got a bigger range of age.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of cool. Now, we need more of them. but it, still, I mean, it's, you know, the fact that, you know, every now and again I catch my dad reading my stuff. My dad's in his 70s.
How dare he?
I know. It's kind of neat. it's... When you write this stuff, I'm not writing anything that I write for this demographic or this age or whatever. You know, you hope that what you're writing or recording is going to appeal to a lot of people.
Yeah,
you know, you want to, you know, on a purely selfish level, you want a big audience, right?
Oh,
but
sure.
But at the same time, you also want to entertain. You want people to enjoy what you're doing. And the fact that we have that kind of thing is something we're very lucky to have.
Or in some cases, you're trying to inform people. You want to educate them without talking down to them.
Oh, so sure, look, of course.
You want to know what this is. Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you what this is, so you can appreciate it more.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. And I think that, and we've got a good mix of, again, thanking, being thankful for the staff.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a good mix of people who are good at that.
Yeah,
you know, who are. And they're enthusiastic, and I think that enthusiasm and enjoying the subject matter carries through.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we're a little more enthusiastic than others, maybe a little too enthusiastic sometimes.
You can never be too enthusiastic.
I know, you're right, you actually can't. Yeah.
Well,
I mean,
you know, the opportunities that we've had for, you know, the conventions that we've been to— mm-hmm. And the interviews that we've gotten.
And stuff coming up that we can't talk about yet?
Well, I mean, the Worldcon thing, you know, Worldcon's going to be here in Kansas City in August. And that really is one of those, if we're able to do everything right, if we get all the cats herded into the right corner.
Right.
We're going to be able to do some stuff covering Worldcon that has never been done.
Right.
As far as I know. And, you know, the fact that the Worldcon people are even willing to talk and say, oh, yeah, sure, we'll let you come in and you set up your cameras and we'll do stuff and think, because we're hoping to live stream
mm-hmm.
the entire week.
Right.
And, of course, everybody on the staff is going to have to take their vacation time because it's going to be I'm going to have to show you off air. I'm going to have to show you the set diagram, the tech diagram for all of the stuff, for all the equipment, all the microphones, and, and everything. Yeah, it's ambitious, but you know, again, but see, that's the other thing is, you know, we talk about all of these different things that we do, that you know, all of these podcasts and the videos that we produce, all of this stuff, it involves equipment. You know, there's gear, and fortunately, there's a lot of the stuff that I already had because of my regular day gig as a media producer. I've got a bunch of this stuff. But, you know, we're looking at other things that we need. And then somebody on the staff says, oh, well, I got one of those.
Right.
Yeah. You know, I was like, wait. Like,
say that again one more time.
What? So, you know, problem that everybody that's on this team really does contribute to the solutions to the challenges. Mm-hmm. And you're right. It's a very good mix. We've got a mix of skill sets. We've got a mix of talents. And a mix of interests, which gives us a nice broad range in terms of the things that we cover. But yeah, it would not be the same if it were just still me in the basement.
Yeah,
and you're right. The audience that we have has a great deal to do with that. Especially, I look at the numbers. You talk about looking at numbers. The numbers for our podcast have stayed steady from the beginning. I mean, people have stuck with us from the get-go, from the very beginning. The people over at Superhero Stuff, we're very, very grateful for their support. You know, they didn't have to sponsor us. They didn't have to say, yeah, sure, we'll give you stuff. You know, they didn't have to do that. So it's there are days when I get really, 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 really frustrated, like you do.
Yeah.
But there are more days where I just kind of sit back and look at everything that we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
All of the content that we generate, all of the stuff that we make. I'm just amazed.
Well, every now and again, I catch you being excited.
I know. I don't show it very often. I can't do that.
Yeah.
can't let them see it. Don't let them see it. But yeah, it's one of those things where you have to take a step back for a minute and realize that there are things go on that are actually pretty good.
Yeah.
And you mentioned your dad earlier. This is probably not something that my mother consumes in terms of content very much.
Sure, mine either.
And I think my dad pays attention to stuff that's going on. But you know, you have those conversations about the fact that you know there's no money. You know, we're not making any money, and I'm not expecting to. It'd be nice if we got some advertisers and some sponsors.
Sure, okay, it would be.
But it was never one of these, let's make a website and make a bajillion dollars.
Right.
This is stuff we enjoy doing. It'd be great if we could make some money doing it, but that's a side goal rather than a primary goal. But the fact that my parents, my family, is as supportive as they are with all of the craziness, not just this, but you know, day job and the freelance and all of these different things that I've got my fingers in these different pies. That could have been a lot more challenging than it has been. And you know, the fact that your family sticks with you no matter what you're going through, I'm very, very fortunate in that regard.
Yeah, and I would say I am as well. I have the fortune / misfortune of being the crazy child. So
are you the youngest?
I'm the oldest.
You're the oldest.
I'm the oldest. Okay. So I've got a younger sister and a younger brother. Mm-hmm. We're all 4 years apart. Well, my brother's 8 years younger than I am. And they are the really good jobs successful lives, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. families, all the whole, you know, thing. And both of them, you know, they've got, my sister's an engineer. My brother's an architectural engineer. They have, you know, he works in D.C. and she works in Wichita, works for the city.
And here you are making movies.
And here I am making movies. I'm the crazy one. I'm the, you know, I'm the one with the art degree. I'm the one with the, you know, who started off with a double major in art and theater, which is crazy, by the way. Don't ever do that when you went to college. That's yeah. called no sleep and, you know.
And no job.
And no job. And yeah, so I'm, there's always been this, you know, this understanding that's just who I am. And yes, would my mother like it if I, you know, and I've got a good day gig now, right? I've got benefits right. and all that fun stuff. Yeah. But in a heartbeat, if I could make a living, you know, going off making movies every day or, you know, X number of days a week, a sure. month to do it, I'd do it and lose, you know, without the safety net of, you know, benefits. Mm-hmm. And they know that. And there's part of them that long ago accepted that. And every now and again, you know, we don't talk about it much. We're grown-ups. We don't talk about feelings. So, but, you know, yeah. Every now and again, you know, I'll make a film or I'll tell a story or I'll write an article or something where I hit the right note. And you know, my dad will say something and it'll be like, oh, that was really good. And, mm-hmm. you know, it's enough because we're not, we're not a big, you know, heap praise on each other family. Mm-hmm. You know, we tell each other we're good, but, you know, there is this level of support there and there's a level of the fact that, they know I love this. They know I love making films and telling stories and, you know, my dad reads a review I wrote and says, oh, that's kind of interesting. And, you know, I mean, he can tell I'm enjoying myself. And long ago, my father and I had a conversation because I discovered my father was an artist. I found a notebook with a bunch of his sketches in it.
Hmm.
And that my father was an actor in college. All these things I didn't know.
Yeah.
And I was an actor and, you know, an mm-hmm. artist and things sure. like that. And he always, like anybody else who goes off and does the thing where you do the job and you have the life.
Yeah.
There's a certain amount of regret when you leave that stuff behind. And sometimes that regret is because you made the wrong decision. You should have chased that dream.
Oh, I know that one very well.
And sometimes the regret is that you did make the right decision, but you didn't get to chase that dream. But you made the right choice for you, your yeah. family, your children, your spouse, for yourself. You made the right choice. And that's always a tough one to look back on and ask yourself, which one was it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, was it the right choice? And, you know, one of the things that my dad impressed on me quite young was do the things you like. Do the things that make you happy.
Yeah.
And so there's always been that sense. I've always felt like, you know, when I get it right, when I make that film that works, or that as an actor with that moment where I just get the, you know, the performances just right, or as a writer and that particular turn of phrase or that great, you know, that very insightful analysis of whatever, you know, that's what he was talking about. And so the fact that I was, you know, had that encouragement fairly early on. And the fact that, you know, they're not leaning over my shoulder now going, for the love of God, man! Pull your love together. It's like, you know, okay. They get it.
Yeah. I don't get that from my folks, as far as the, you know, what are you thinking type of conversations. Although sometimes it's underneath the surface.
Sure. Of course.
You know, there's,
they're your parents. Well, they want you to succeed
that's right. and they want you to do well and mm-hmm. be able to pay all your bills and take care of the kid and right. that kind of thing. Okay. But yeah, it's at the very least, the emotional support, you know, mm-hmm. the fact that, you know, you're our son. You're our child. We're gonna love you no matter what. Mm-hmm. You know, there is that. That's
you
always
crazy
there.
Kid. You.
Yeah. Well, see, and it's funny because you know my mother and I have had these conversations before, and I'm probably talking out of turn here, but I have taken her to task because since my divorce, it's. There are a lot of things that have happened in my life since my divorce that make me feel like I'm back in my early college days. Mm. Because you're know, basically starting over.
Oh, yeah, sure,
on a
sure.
lot of uh-huh. different levels.
Well, especially if you remember that relationship started back then.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
because the job changed at sure. the same time that the divorce ended. I mean, everything changed all at once. I mean,
right, yeah, it's starting over in many ways.
Yeah, yeah, the only thing that didn't change is where I live. Mm-hmm. And that's only because my son said, you can't move.
Right.
Because he grew up in this house.
Sure.
And so, you know, I'm now closer to 50 than I am to 40.
Right.
You know, getting there.
Mm-hmm.
And still have the conversations with my mother.
Of course.
About, yeah. How are you doing?
Well, yeah, that's because
she's how
your
you feeling
mother.
Today? I know, she's my mother. She's always going to be there. And, yeah. As frustrating as that is, mm-hmm. I probably would miss it if she stopped doing it. So, you know, it's a mixed bag. But, mm-hmm. But yeah, it's, you know, it's getting that, and not only from family, but you know, friends sitting mm-hmm. there and saying, I believe in what you're doing.
Right.
I think there's something here. Mm-hmm. I've gotten that from a couple of different people. And I got reminded here not too long ago that this is something that's worth keeping. This mm-hmm. is something that's worth working on and worth building to the point where we're actually adding to it. We'll talk about that later. But yeah, it's, you know, it's just the fact that we have the opportunities, we have the resources,
mm-hmm.
you know. We have the technology. We can rebuild
da,
it.
Da, 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 da.
Yeah, it's been a fun ride so far.
Well, another thing to be thankful for is something you just mentioned is having that friend who will look at you occasionally and go, "Shut up."
Yeah.
You know, and accept the fact that you've done something that is valuable, because it's really easy. And you and I have talked about this off air and on air occasionally that we can be very hard on ourselves and be very much self-critical.
Yeah.
And question, you know, what we're doing. And every now and again, you need that friend who comes along and goes, "You idiot."
And that's exactly what she says.
And if they don't physically smack you upside the head, uh-huh. you can feel it.
Oh, yeah. I had one time. Well, it's happened more than once, but the most recent time,
mm-hmm.
the slap on the head was, I think, 5 days of silence.
Oh,
five
yeah.
days of yeah, yeah. You know, silent running.
Yep.
And I thought, oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, that's one of those things. And I've got to say, too, and this is not just because you're in the room. The friendship that you and I have,
yeah.
you know, the ease of ability in our discussions of various topics, mm-hmm. not just genre stuff, but, you know, politics and religion and life in general and mm-hmm. kids and,
yep.
you know, self-doubt and self-awareness and all that other stuff. Alleviates a lot of the feelings that I have for living in Kansas City. I'll say it that way. I think that you and I have gotten to be pretty good friends.
I would agree.
Over the last few years. Oh, yeah. And you know, the opportunity besides the opportunities to work together,
mm-hmm.
you know, we just have conversations and
yeah.
and that's actually what fed into this show. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we should be recording something.
Yeah, exactly. well, and I think that you and I come from some different places that cross over.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's one of the things about a good friendship is that you don't have to be exactly the same.
Right.
And if we Do you remember remember that photo? There was some photo that somebody took back when it was a Frickin' Frack restaurant.
Oh, and yeah.
The little string of photos were.
I remember that.
And I was it a political conversation?
Yes, it was. Yep.
So there's this great string of photos where it's like Jason's got his thing and I've got my thing, and we both are sitting there looking like we are just exhausted.
And it's so intense.
And it's just, and I was just like, yeah, that's kind of it. But the thing is that we can have those conversations, and it doesn't, and we don't have to agree. Mm-hmm. And we can sit there and go, okay, you're wrong.
How dare you? Yeah.
You know,
I don't think that we've ever gotten angry at each other.
Well, no, it's not. We get angry at the situation. Angry at the topic. Because we try not to talk about politics and religion too much on the show here because it's not the subject matter, right?
This is not the forum for.
I mean, if there was a really cool political science fiction or genre show. You know, or religious, or a well-written religious science fiction. Somebody needs to make a canticle for Leibowitz. That'd be a fun one. That'd be a good one to talk about religion on, too.
Brave New World.
Brave New World,
Is going to be a place for that, maybe.
So, but there's just not a context for this. So when we do have those conversations outside of this, you know, it's when we get excited or angry or worked up about something, it's not because... You know, the other person sees something differently than we do, or disagrees with us. It's usually the context of the situation we're talking about. Mm-hmm. So it's just like, you know, really, this thing happened, and these people are terrible, and the world is ugly, and blah.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, yes, you're right, but you're wrong entirely.
And you know, the funny thing is we each can say that.
Oh yeah.
And point to the other as the reason why everything is evil and blah. It was like, well, no, it's because of them. And no, then, it's not. It's because of them.
Well, and then when we're done, it's like, you want some coffee? Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Sure, yeah. So. Okay. So real quick, this is normally the part of the program where we usually go to a break.
Right.
And let you hear from superherostuff.com. I am going to play one of those at the end. Mm-hmm. But what I want to do just to mention, we got an email from Brian Welch, who's our new contact over there.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Micah got a promotion.
Right.
So we've got Brian now. And they are working on – it is Black Friday when this show gets released. Over 1,000 items – 20 to 30% off a free t-shirt on orders of $75 or more.
Mm-hmm.
And the Hero Box, the Black Friday Hero Box. Right. That's a big thing that they're doing, and that's going on now. The Hero Box, for those of you who don't know, it's kind of like Loot Crate or, you know, stuff that is it ThinkGeek has one too.
Yeah,
but it's basically you buy a box and then you get stuff that's in the box. Mm-hmm. You don't know what it is until you get the box.
But it's all really cool stuff.
Yeah. So they're doing that as the big Black Friday Hero Box promotion that's going on now. Plus, I think for Cyber Monday, they're going to mark off some other stuff 20% off, 25% off. So, superherostuff.com. Go see them. Go visit.
They take care of us well.
Good stuff. They do. I mean, we are very grateful for their continued support. They've been with us since episode 15.
And has it really been that long?
Yeah.
Wow.
It was when we were talking about Godzilla.
Right.
And they came on board on episode 15, and we're now on episode 90.
Yeah, wow.
We've got 10 to go before we hit 100, and that's going to be the – if we don't take – you know, we take Christmas off, I think, is what I've got planned in there. And it, probably the end of January, early February is when episode 100 hits.
Wow.
And I have an idea for that.
Oh, yeah?
Since we've been talking about gear,
mm-hmm.
we test some of it and live stream our 100th episode.
There you go. I like that.
On our YouTube channel.
There you go. I like that a lot.
Sci-Fi for Me Radio meets Sci-Fi for Me TV meets our World Contest. Right?
I like it. Right. I like it.
It's you know, the opportunities that we've had have been good. I think we've got opportunities coming up that are going to be really good.
Oh yeah.
Great.
A lot of exciting things that I think that some of it we can talk about, some of it we can't. We'll talk more about it obviously as we go forward, but there's some cool stuff. Very interesting stuff.
And you know, you said something the other a while back about every now and then me being excited about things. And it's rare. that something like that happens, but sometimes I go through, I've got this little notebook here that I call my Grail Diary.
Mm-hmm. It's just right.
All of my notes of different phone calls and conversations and stuff. And I go back and I look at some of this stuff and I'm like, yeah, this is kind of cool what we're doing here. Oh, yeah, that's going to be kind of cool. Oh, that's going to be really cool when we do that. And the depression fits are still there.
Sure.
But they don't happen as frequently at the moment, at mm-hmm. you know, this point in time. And it's tempered by the fact that we have good people around us.
Well, I think one of the best things that I've found for dealing with my depressions is surround myself with my friends. Surround myself with things to do that I enjoy.
Yep.
I get to do that here. I get to do that, and that's something I'm grateful for. I get to play with you here. I get to play with the folks for Level 77 with the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Dustin and I do the Walking Dead reviews.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just the fun of talking to people who agree with you and disagree with you, and you like the same things or you don't like the same things, but they can talk about the stuff they like that you don't know about.
Yeah.
And the fact that it's just, we
get to be the fans' best friend.
Well, as fans, we get to be the fans' best friend. We get to be friends with the folks who are, you know, we don't even know them yet. And we get to be somebody that people listen to us and they get a sense of who we are.
Regularly listen to us. They come back.
I know. It's like, really?
Who does that?
Twice? You listen to us? What, three times? Seriously?
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just, okay. So when you're a grown up, quote unquote, right? You're not encouraged to play.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's
time to get serious.
It's time to get serious. And okay, maybe you got a sports league or you got friends of you, but you know, when you were younger, when you were in your high school and college, that group of people that you hung out with, right?
Yeah.
You went and did everything with, and then you went off, you all went off and got jobs and lives and families and things like that.
Yeah.
And all of that goes away, right? I mean, it kind of does.
Mm-hmm. You know? Oh yeah. Yeah, it does.
And yet we get stuff like this where we get to sit around and play.
Mm-hmm.
And we get to talk about comic books and movies and superheroes and it's a these are the things we like, and we get to talk about them. We get to have recess.
Yeah.
We get to go, you know, and
that's a good way to look at it.
And that's great. And I cannot complain about having the chance to do that.
Yeah, because I wouldn't listen to you anyway.
I know. Mostly, folks, what happens here is he just turns off the mic. So you can't hear me. Sees the lips move, and it's just like...
I'm sorry, what?
Were yeah, exactly. Saying uh-huh, right. Yeah, sure.
All right. Yeah. Well, and we do appreciate everybody who listens to these shows, not only H2O, but also the other shows that are on iTunes. And I'll do the pitch here. You can subscribe to us over on iTunes, or you could also check on our main site, scififorme.com, and you can click on the podcast tab, and you can see all of the shows that we've got. Yeah, so this is your chance to open up here and let us know what you're thankful for, whether it's genre or not, you know, share with us, let us know mm-hmm. what you think, this episode or any other episode. It's always, you know, the door is open, on email and the hotline, which is 573-42-SCIFI, or you can send us an email, h2o@scififorme.com. And let us know what you think. Let us, you know, share with us. We're wanting this to be a two-way conversation. So, you know, our lines are open, as they say. And that's going to do it for us. We are going to finish out our holiday weekend and gear up for Christmas.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas.
And speeding along very quickly towards episode 100.
Oh, wow.
Just around the corner.
Wow.
Not too long after the beginning of the year. Timothy Harvey.
Always a pleasure, sir.
My name is Jason Hunt. On behalf of everyone here at scififorme.com, thanks very much for listening. Have a good weekend, a good Thanksgiving holiday. Don't eat too much turkey. Enjoy the tryptophan, and we will be back next week. Where can you get Age of Ultron stuff?
SuperheroStuff.com.
Where can you get Justice League stuff?
SuperheroStuff.com.
Where can you get Doctor Who stuff?
SuperheroStuff.com.
Where can you get Daredevil stuff?
SuperheroStuff.com.
New items being added all the time. Get your superhero stuff at SuperheroStuff.com. Plus, the Hero Box is back. $70 worth of superhero stuff for only $49. SuperheroStuff.com, where heroes shop.
This has been a presentation of SciFiForMe.com. Copyright 2015 by Flaming Dog Media, LLC. All rights reserved. No portion of this program may be retransmitted without the express written consent of Flaming Dog Media. This is Sci-Fi For Me Radio.